Welcome to the Manny Lodge School Podcast.
Hello and welcome to episode 3 of the Manny Lodge School Podcast. Thank you for tuning in. Whether this for the first, second or third time, we really appreciate you joining us. So these podcasts are going to be coming to you every week or so, and we want to let everybody know. So please do let anybody connected to the Manny Lodge community know about the podcast so they can get themselves subscribed and get these episodes straight to their devices as soon as they land. So this week we have got a packed show for you. We're going to be hearing about some more girls' cricket, a great litter picking initiative and some ball games too. But as we head into half term, the Queen's Platinum Jubilee celebrations are of course at the forefront of everybody's minds. We've got some fascinating facts coming up about the Queen, as well as a roving report live from our Jubilee picnic. And on top of all that, we've got a blockbuster of a headliner for you. While Queen Elizabeth will be taking centre stage next weekend, this week we've got our very own Queen of Manor Lodge, Mrs. Lobo, joining us on the episode to take the hot seat for our interview. And there are some absolute gems in this one, one certainly not to be missed. So let's get started. Here's Kiri to kick things off.
Hello, thanks for joining us, and thanks for the ratings and reviews that some of our listeners have been posting. It's great to see that 5-star rating and to read such kind reviews too. We've had this one, fabulous mix of content from the reviewers, interviewers and roving reporters. Well done, Manor Lodge. Another fantastic podcast full of interesting topics and great links. I can't wait to hear more. And I also like this one. I really love this podcast, especially because I'm in it. Thank you for that one, James. Glad to see he's enjoying his work. Now, our first item on this week's show is a double dose of girls' cricket. My report for a Year 6 fixture is coming up next, but first here's Millie to tell us about a Year 4 match.
Last Thursday, on the 19th of May, the Year 4 girls of Manor Lodge represented us with a cricket fixture against St Albans. There were some very tight scores, though we won 3 out of 3. Let's take a closer look at each match and its score. The A team had some great players. I can't mention them all, but here are the best ones. I've picked Mia for her great bowling, Jessica for her lovely batting, and Emma for quick hands with her fielding. St Albans lost by only 6 runs. The B team won by 48 runs. The ultimate bowler was Grace. Best batter was Ariana, but the greatest fielder was Nevaeh. The team we played had brilliant players too. We just got the win that day. The C team won by 17 runs in total. We had Lottie in the plate of best fielder, Evangeline in furthest hitter, and Elena in the bowling position. This is the final team I'll talk about. Thank you for playing against us, St Albans, and I hope you enjoyed my part of the podcast. Better luck next time. This report was written by Amelia with the help of 3 friends.
On Wednesday, I watched our Year 6 girls and 2 filling Year 5 girls play cricket against St Albans. They began their warm-up by batting the ball up and down and then practiced aiming and throwing the ball to their partner. They were confident and ready to play. Miss Binney was encouraging them to play their best. Before the match, they practiced what to improve before they played. The score was first team, 219 runs for St Albans and 227 runs for Manor Lodge. Second team, 270 runs for St Albans and 103 runs for Manor Lodge. Third team, 294 runs for St Albans and 270 runs for Manor Lodge. The first team were overjoyed and got helpful, positive feedback from Mr Armitage. The second and third team put great effort and concentration into the match, and although they didn't quite get the result they wanted, they were amazing. That's all for now. Thanks for listening.
Next, we have Arjun in Year 4 to talk about an issue that really shouldn't be a problem if everyone does their bit. Litter.
During break time recently, whilst I have been playing, I have noticed some litter which I have picked up and put in nearby bins. I have found glass bottle pieces, bottle tops and pieces of plastic as well as old rope. Seeing litter made me feel very sad. Some of you might be asking what's so bad about litter. Well, I would say it's harmful to the environment and animals can get hurt. They can confuse the litter with food or nesting material and if it gets into waterways, it can harm aquatic animals too. Now that we agree that picking up litter is important, I wonder what we could do to help. I came up with the idea of a sponsored litter pickup, which we could do maybe on a Saturday morning or after school. But what would we need? From my research, I think we would need protective gloves, bags and litter grabbers. The website Keep Britain Tidy gives lots of good advice, and Litter Hero has printable posters. Would you be interested in joining me? I do plan to make it fun for you. We could do a treasure hunt litter patrol, or give prizes to those who collect the most litter, or interesting pieces of litter. So, in conclusion, it is important to tidy up litter around us, and preventing litter by using fluor plastic packaging in general, as well as putting our litter in the bin, is the best way to tackle this problem.
A really great idea, Arjun. Listeners, please do let Arjun know if you'd like to get involved. Now, with half term upon us, some of us might be in need of some games to play. So here's Zayan to talk us through some of his recommended board games.
Hi, it's me, Zayan. Today, I'm going to give you some suggestions about board games. This one I used to have at home. It's called Frustration. It's not as bad as it sounds. There's lots of pressure in the last part, but you'll understand if you read the instructions, which take ages for me to explain. The next one is Operation, which is not disgusting in the slightest. It's a really good one because it's quite funny when the nose beeps. And the next board game is Scrabble, which is great for English and spelling words. My last game is the Yes and No game, which is good because you can learn to answer a question without saying yes or no. I hope you play some of these games. Thank you for listening to my part of the podcast. Bye.
Jubilee Fever has swept the school this week. On Monday, each year group focused on a particular decade during the Queen's 70-year reign, and this has all been pieced together in an amazing display for all to see at this afternoon's glorious Jubilee picnic. Our regular roving reporters are out soaking up the atmosphere, which we'll hear next. But first, here are their 10 amazing facts about the Queen.
10 fun facts about the Queen. Queen Elizabeth II was born at 2:40 a.m. on the 21st of April 1926.
She was crowned Queen on 2nd of June 1953.
She is the longest reigning monarch ever in Britain.
As Queen, she has been served by 14 UK Prime Ministers.
Her favourite dogs are corgis.
She's the only person in the UK allowed to drive without a licence.
Wow!
The Queen's birthplace is now a fancy Cantonese restaurant in Mayfair.
Queen Elizabeth became a home owner at just 6 years old.
The Queen first sent an email in 1976.
Princess Elizabeth made her first radio broadcast in October 1940 during the Second World War.
Thank you for listening.
Now we're at the Jubilee Picnic.
We're having so much fun.
This picnic is celebrating 30 years of Man Lodge and the Queen's Platinum Jubilee.
We are all wearing white and blue to symbolise the Union Jack.
We have all brought food that we can eat in the picnic to enjoy with our family.
Here are some thoughts from a Year 5 pupil about the picnic.
What have you learnt about the Queen this week?
Let's see how
we Well, we have today? Been... Year 5 has got 1960, and each year has got a year that the Queen has reigned over. So, as I have said, the Queen reigned over 1960, and Year 5 are doing that. So we learnt about music, and we learnt about the Beatles, and many famous songs that the Beatles had... had played in 1960. So, and then we were also learning about fashion, and they had bright, colourful colours, and they were full of like different patterns.
certainly been a fantastic celebration. And we had another reason to celebrate this week when our head teacher, Miss Lobo, was able to join us to be quizzed by our Year 4 team in this week's interview.
Hi, this is the Year 4 team. We hope you enjoy our Part of Lee podcast. Today we are interviewing our head teacher, Mrs. Lobo.
What is your biggest strength and weakness?
Oh my word, my biggest strength. I think my biggest strength is I'm very, very creative. I like thinking outside the box and I always like thinking of new ideas. My weakness is I worry about everything. And I say worry, I worry. So, and then when you worry about something, after you stop worrying, you realise how pointless that was. That's my biggest weakness.
Okay.
What are your goals for the future?
Oh, I've got so many goals. Most of them around Manor Lodge. And what I've been busy doing, when you can't see me when I'm in my office, I've been making a 5-year plan. So I've got lots of, it's really exciting. So I've got lots of things that I want to do. I want to think about the reception classrooms. I want to think about our outdoor spaces. So I've got some really exciting plans for the future.
Can you tell us what any
of those are? Oh my word, one of my secrets. Well, this is a really big secret and nobody else knows this. Next year we're going to be looking at the reception classrooms and we're going to be changing them completely.
Oh wow.
So it's very exciting. It really is very exciting.
So how do you handle your stress and pressure?
Gosh, stress, yes. So sometimes I do get stressed. I think we all get stressed sometimes, don't we?
Yeah.
So what do I do? So what I do is if I'm stressed, one of the things, I am very organised. So if I'm organised and if I'm prepared for things, then I don't get so stressed. But just say I do get stressed, I love being with my family and relaxing with my family. Or what I love doing more than anything is going for walks. And I don't know if you remember back to COVID times, and sometimes it was a little bit stressful. And I used to go to the Manor Lodge Wood and I used to just sit there and I found that really, really peaceful.
What is it like to be a head teacher?
I think it is one of the best jobs in the whole wide world, mainly because of you guys, because I could come to work and feel a little bit sad or grumpy, and then I've just got to go out and see you and get into the classrooms, and it is the best thing. And no 2 days are the same, so I think it is the most special job in the whole wide world, and that's why I like it, because I can mix with children.
So what would you do in your spare time?
Gosh, in my spare time, I don't know if you can remember back to COVID, and I used to do assemblies.
Yeah.
And perhaps you can remember, I love gardening, and I love baking. So when I have time, that's what you'll find me doing. And I'm in my garden with my podcast, and I'm listening to my podcast, and I'm gardening, I'm weeding, and that's my biggest relaxation. I love it.
Oh, well, what do you like gardening?
I love gardening. And I love, I see it like, my garden's like a painting. So I use the plants to paint. Yeah, I love it.
Lovely. When did you first start teaching and what was your former job?
Mm. Do you know what? I started teaching many, 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 many years ago. And I started teaching in a little school in Radlett. But before that, my first job was when I was about 16. I used to work in a little bakery to get a bit of money for myself.
Yeah.
And then when I was a student, believe it or not, I used to work in Marks and Spencer's. Before I became a teacher.
What was the school you
It was called Radlett Nursery and Infant School, and it was just along the main road in Radlett. It was a tiny, tiny little school, much smaller than Manor Lodge. So there was only one form entrance. So when I came to Manor Lodge, I remember thinking, oh my word, it's so big here. I was a bit frightened when I first came here. And I thought, well, I'm only going to come for 2 years to Manor Lodge, but then I stayed and stayed and stayed because I loved it.
If you could live in any century, what would you live in and why?
Oh, that is a really interesting question. I love history, so I love to go around to Hampton Court and all those sorts of places. So I would probably be a member of the court of a king or queen. I think I'd like that.
Why did you choose to be a teacher and what is your favourite subject?
Can you guess what my favourite subject is?
History?
I do like history and I do like creative writing.
Art.
It is art. I love.
Oh yeah, you're an artist.
I love teaching.
You said
art. Oh, yeah. And I think why I want to be, I tell you why I wanted to be a teacher, because you might not believe this. When I was young, I was very, very shy. So I didn't like to talk to anybody and I didn't even like to leave my house. I was so shy because I might meet somebody. So what I did, what I love being a teacher is when you're a teacher, you can be anybody you want to be. You can act. And I loved having a class all of my own, and I could just shut the door and be who I wanted to be. So that's why I chose to be a teacher.
Okay. Do you prefer painting abstract or realistic as you wanted to be an artist?
I love abstract. So I love going to Tate. I love going to galleries. I love a painting that sometimes just has a line on it. I think it's so cool. Mm-hmm. And I love modern art. Absolutely.
I love
modern art.
Yeah. But then like some very famous pictures are quite nice as well.
No, I do really like them. And I look at them and think, my gosh, especially when they're really realistic. I think, gosh, how on earth did they paint that?
Exactly. Yeah.
But also when I go to the Saatchi Gallery and places like that, and I see some just soap hanging from the ceiling, I think, oh, wow, that's so cool.
That is quite
cool.
Do you have any allergies? And if not, which one would you be most comfortable with?
Yeah, I haven't got any allergies. I'm really, really lucky. What could I miss? Oh, I love cheese. I love all dairy things. So I wouldn't be able to miss those.
Yeah,
I like food too much. I don't think I want an allergy, to tell you the truth.
What about, like, soap allergies?
I haven't got any allergies. I'm lucky, aren't I?
Yeah. I don't either.
I don't. What is your favourite author and what is your favourite book?
Now, I love reading. I've got many favourite authors, but probably the ones when when you first start reading, you get into a book. Do you remember that first book that actually makes you a reader?
Yeah.
It was probably for me. I've got two favourite books. I can't remember the author's name, but one was Anne of Green Gables.
I recognise that.
The other one is Pollyanna. And when I was younger, I loved those books, and they're the ones that got me reading and loving reading.
What's your favourite author?
Oh, I can't think. I don't know. Have you got a favourite author?
David Rylance is quite funny.
Yeah, he is. He's quite funny.
Yeah. I'd have to think about that. But
I like the story Treehouse series.
But I love a book. I love the whole book. You start at the beginning.
Finding out the story.
Yeah, and have you ever read a book where you don't actually want to get to the end because it's so good?
I've read loads.
It's almost like Harry Potter that happens quite a lot.
I've never read Harry Potter. That's a thick book though.
I've read number six.
I'm reading Harry Potter.
Okay, thank you for listening
to our part of the podcast.
I've enjoyed being part of your podcast. Thank you for inviting me.
Wow, great questions from our Year 4 podcasters. Thanks, guys. And a huge thanks to Mrs. Lobo for joining us. And another massive thank you to you for listening. We hope you all have a fantastic half term and Jubilee Bank holiday weekend. We'll be back in a couple of weeks. Our intro music this week was created by me. And now to bring the episode to a close, here is Anand playing a beautiful tarantella on the piano.